Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So this week I am discussing two off-Broadway productions. The first I saw is called, well, First Love. The title is meant to be ironic since it deals with a man and a woman well into their third act, shall we say. The other play, a far better one, was written in 1925, takes place in another country, and yet feels oddly topical. Well, let's start there, in fact, since I am a diehard fan of the Mint Theater Company, whose mission is to find old chestnuts, predominantly non-American, that were never given their due. The latest is called Conflict, and it is housed, like other Mint shows, at Theater Row on 42nd Street. Also, as with many of the company's selections, the author's backstory is often as interesting as the current offering. Conflict was written by one Miles Mallison, a Renaissance man of the arts, apparently. He was born in England in 1888 and lived into the 1960s. In between that time, he acted in the theater, wrote plays constantly, and became a politically progressive activist on issues like pacifism, socialism, and women's suffrage. The Manchester Guardian once described him as no respecter of authority. Mallison even made a mark performing in British films near the end of his life. The Blacklist did not welcome him in our country, but now, thanks to the Mint, we finally get to experience his way with words. Conflict, which premiered in England in 1925, is about an upcoming election between two gentlemen of extremely different viewpoints who had known each other briefly while at Cambridge. The play is also very much about the woman who they both come to love. Named Lady Dare, she is expected to toe the family upper income line, but she turns out to have a lot more on her mind than what to wear to whose party. Dare, as she is called, cares much more about the lives of the countless servants filling her family's many homes and catering to their every whim. It is a joy to hear this kind of dialogue on stage. I should ask for the gift of never being bored. When a man's got an open mind, he can't keep anything in it. Could you make me believe what you believe? It's not about changing nature, but giving the best of human nature a chance. I'd rather be ruled by Bolsheviks than by women. Well, those are just a few of the playwright's memorable lines. There are many here that tell us a lot about our own voters these days as well. Bravo to the cast of Seven, all who do stellar work. Up next for the Mint, by the way, is a lesser-known work by an American, Lillian Hellman. That will be something to look forward to. Now, my second show of the week is playing at an old chestnut of a theater, the Cherry Lane in the West Village. First Love was written by Charles Mee. It's a three-character piece, nicely directed by Kim Wield. It's the story of two people, played by Michael O'Keefe and Angelina Fiordanisi, who meet and briefly spar over a spot on a park bench. No, we are not watching Albie's Zoo Story or hearing Paul Simon's Old Friends, though there obviously is something compelling to playwrights and composers about what a park bench signifies. Solitude, loneliness, tradition, openness. Well, in this case, it is where two seemingly set in their ways and opposing forces eventually start chatting and even connecting over some shared values. We lost a lot when we lost communism, she says, and he agrees. From there on, they are pretty much in sync, well, until they're not. In the words of the director, as Edith and Harold connect in love, the playwright shows us that, though we may not ever fully understand the human condition, if we but open ourselves to the mystery of love, there just may be hope for us all. Well, that sounds a tad better than the show ultimately makes us feel, but there is a nice, easygoing tone to this one. Michael O'Keefe, who you know from TV and film, is very fine with a more difficult role. We don't quite get his backstory or his actions near the end. And Fiordalisi, as his leading lady, metamorphoses in front of our eyes from a bag lady type to a rather fetching and even sexy persona, who believably says, "You are my first love." I haven't seen such a transformative smile on stage in a long time. Other theater news of the week, a few more movies turning into Broadway shows, almost all musicals, have been announced or have even started selling tickets, as if we don't have enough with Frozen, Aladdin, Mean Girls, Waitress, etc. Well, this seems to be the way the majority of new musicals are going. Pretty Woman has its marquee up. Dave, based on the Kevin Kline movie about an ill-equipped president. It's making its way east. Clueless, which has been in development for well over a decade, is finally en route as well. King Kong and Devil Wears Prada are apparently in the works, as is one of my favorite movies ever, A Face in the Crowd. It is truly incredible how long these projects generally take to come together. And then there is the biggest question mark of them all, one that is not a musical, that is based on a pretty perfect film adaptation of a much-beloved novel, that being To Kill a Mockingbird. Commercials are airing. Tickets are now on sale for a November opening. This one, as you may know, has been held up in court by Harper Lee's folks, but producer Scott Rubin and writer Aaron Sorkin have won the battle. Well, let's hope they win the war. I love Aaron Sorkin, but this does not seem his usual walk-and-talk banter kind of project. Jeff Daniels will be Broadway's Atticus Finch. He and Sorkin worked together on Newsroom on HBO. My hunch, Jill, is we will be hearing more debate on this one, so stay tuned.
How are certain, what's up right now, what's up and what's on you with, like, for example, the shows that are currently running? Any?
The ones on Broadway?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Anastasia, I'm thinking about Beautiful, I'm thinking about...
Beautiful is the jukebox that seemed to be... Well, the one about, where's the guy? Margaritaville is closing.
Right, I noticed that. And that
Jimmy,
yeah, it was almost as though that tried... It's so interesting. Nobody, of course, asks me, but oh boy, you just
really?
Need. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. There are ways to market, and there are ways to market. And if you are basically marketing into the echo chamber, you are not necessarily going to have the same success as if you aren't.
Yes, if you're marketing to people who like tequila, I mean, that's what you're promoting. Hey, come get your free, you know, tequila.
Yeah, but you're also, if you're doing, there were numerous pieces in the paper of record about the whole bringing it to, creating it, bringing it, et cetera.
Yeah. And, yeah. That's the kind of show that could probably, you know, go around the country and play in smaller venues. You know, it's a little bit, I think it aimed a little too high. I don't know about the Donna Summer musical. I don't think that's going to be around too long. The Jukeboxes are having some trouble. I think Jersey Boys is back, but it's playing off-Broadway. There are a few more of those coming as well. The Go-Go's, I think their new show is playing off. Something about them is playing off-Broadway. You could basically divide up Broadway right now between the movies turned musicals and jukeboxes. And revivals, and that would be about it. I mean, that would take care of everything playing on stage. Revivals of musicals and dramas, because this year I think there were 17 this season. That's almost all the theaters. Very little real creative original thinking being allowed in. I'm actually in Los Angeles right now. This week I'm going to see 3 shows here. Now they have The Humans here, which everybody's excited about. Of course, we saw that back there.
Right.
The most exciting thing I'm going to see tomorrow night is Tom Hanks as Falstaff in Henry IV, which has been getting a lot of attention and selling a lot of tickets. People who would probably never go to Shakespeare. So that's going to be fun. And that's an outdoor arena here, Shakespeare. So I'm going to see that. Now, anyway, a few others. But, you know, as we always say, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on outside New York. And summer is a very good time to experience it. You know that very well in your neck of the woods, my God.
Right. Although it was, I think it was last summer that the transfer of, why am I totally spacing on the name, that just closed. Children of a Lesser God, was it?
Children of a Lesser God starred in the Berkshires. Yes, it did. That did close. I didn't think that was ready for a revival. I know they had big thoughts. about that.
Again, and so if people, again, not that they would, but if people were to just ask instead of getting caught up in the, it's like everybody talking to each other is like, okay, this is really, if they just asked someone with a slightly different perspective who would say, really good idea, well-mounted production, slow your roll, let's, you know, this needs to happen first. And of course, I'm fully aware of the, of everything that goes into it, but I'm always, let's say, bemused when suddenly there's a revival of something that could have really had a good long run if people had done it properly to begin with.
I agree. You know, I ran into the woman who wrote Clueless. I'm sorry, I'm having a brain freeze, but it's very early out here. But anyway, she wrote Clueless and directed it, I think. She's a funny lady, popular film director. And I ran into her at a party. It had to be 4 years ago. And she told funny stories. I said, what are you working on now? She said, well, believe it or not, they're trying to turn Clueless into a Broadway show. She told funny stories. She said, I have never dealt with people like theater people. She said, the phone conversations we have, we think they're making a decision. She said, and I don't hear anything for 6 months. And then they come back and we're still talking.
About pretty much the same things. I think it's Amy Heckerling.
The what?
Amy Heckerling.
That's who it was, Amy Heckerling. Very funny, and very funny. I can't believe when I read this week that that was finally coming up, because I said to her, oh, my God, I said, you'll probably be dead before that thing. Because we were talking about how long these take, and it doesn't seem that complicated. I mean, guess it does. Somebody writes a script, and somebody writes some music, but it's very hard to explain how long a play is in gestation, especially I think these adaptations for whatever reason. But anyway, I do appreciate that. But it's going to be a kind of a fallow summer in New York, which is why I always say go off Broadway. That's where the more interesting, the more daring, and certainly the more original stuff is happening.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.